This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. The AAA says the number may be even higher than before the pandemic. Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning, $1.29 higher than it was last year at this time. And there are signs that Americans are already doing their holiday shopping. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
With retail sales trending up, holiday shoppers should give stores a boost this year. Rod Sides is vice chairman for Deloitte Retail Practice.
Year over year, we're expecting an increase of about 12%. So the average spend is going to rise from $401 last year to $448 this year.
And after many people spent the holidays close to home last year due to COVID-19, shoppers are back to going for the experience in 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
The jury will begin day two of deliberations this morning in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia. Three white men are charged in the killing of Arbery, a black man. Six people have now died after a man drove his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The latest victim, an 8-year-old boy. Suspect Daryl Brooks was in court yesterday crying. The AP's Mike Rossia.
Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper informed the court a sixth victim, a child, has died from injuries sustained in the parade crash.
Certainly, at the very least, we do intend to file a sixth count of intentional homicide.
For now, Brooks is charged with intentional homicide in the deaths of five people. Earlier in November, Brooks had posted $1,000 bail for a Milwaukee County case in which he's accused of intentionally striking a woman with his car. I'm Mike Gracia.
NASA has launched a spacecraft on a mission to smash into an asteroid. The idea is to see if it's possible to knock a speeding space rock off course, should one ever threaten Earth. This is AP News. They've now figured out how Brian Laundrie died.
A medical examiner in Florida has determined the cause of death for the boyfriend of slain travel blogger Gabby Petito. Officials say Brian Laundrie, who was found dead last month in a swampy Florida nature preserve, shot himself in the head. The Sarasota County Medical Examiner says it was suicide. An attorney for his family says Chris and Roberta are still mourning the loss of their son and are hopeful these findings bring closure to both families. Laundrie had been the subject of a manhunt as investigators search for clues in the slaying of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, in Wyoming during their cross-country van trip. Laundrie was named a person of interest in her strangulation death, but he wasn't charged. A warrant was issued for his use of her bank card after the 22-year-old woman was reported missing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.